Islam in daily life.
Hello and welcome to Islam in Daily Life, which is prepared by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi. Recently, a new Centre for Islamic Studies was inaugurated at the University of Oxford. During the last quarter of a century, many centres and institutes with an avowed purpose of studying Islam and projecting the right image of this much maligned religion have been opened all over the world. In fact, the study of Islam became an important and popular field in the academic world, and many universities rushed to open Islamic studies centers or modified their existing Oriental languages departments to accommodate courses in Islamic studies. But the establishment of the center at Oxford is a unique and exceptional phenomenon. One thing which makes it very special is the fact that it will be mainly run by a board of trustees selected from the scholars of the Muslim world, while it will remain a part of the St. Cross College, University of Oxford. This ensures that it has its own independence while it remains part of St. Cross College. The Board of Trustees is headed by Maulana Abdul Hassan Ali Hassani Nadwi, a highly distinguished Muslim scholar who is also the chairman of Nadwat el-Ulema, Lucknow, which is a famous seat of learning in India. Maulana Nadwi enjoys great reputation throughout the Muslim world as one of its leading modern thinkers. Also included among the trustees are Sheikh Sultan Al-Qasimi, the ruler of Sharjah, Dr. Abdullah Nasif, Secretary General of the Muslim World League, Professor Nizami of Algarth University in India, Muhammad Rabia Nadwi, and Tariq Shafiq. Dr. Abdullah Al-Turki, Rector of the Islamic University of Imam Muhammad ibn Saud in Riyadh, is also on the Board of Trustees. The trust deed stipulates that no less than one and no more than three non-Muslims must be included on the Board of Trustees. For the present, two members representing the University of Oxford and St. Cross College have been included. Another feature that gives this centre a unique position is the aim which governs it. The establishment of the centre is the outcome of tireless efforts exerted by a number of people, including some fellows of St. Cross College, with which the centre would be closely associated. The aim was set very clearly right from the outset, namely to win the trust of academic and Islamic circles the world over for setting up a higher educational institution to promote mutual understanding between Muslims and non-Muslims. Apprehensions, which were inevitable on both sides, had to be overcome. It was an uphill task which required patience, fortitude, and tact. The announcement that the center is now a reality was warmly welcomed by all those who had learned of the project during the last few years. On the occasion of its inauguration of the Center for Islamic Studies, a dinner was held. Abdul Hassan Ali Nadwi, who spoke at the dinner, said, "The establishment of a Center for Islamic Studies at the University of Oxford is a historical event with far-reaching cultural, human, and academic significance. It is indicative of an appreciation of the role Islam played in the history of mankind. Islam saved humanity when it was at the throes of death in the 6th century. It saved all the great values and ideals of man from an inevitable collapse. Without Islam, humanity would have fallen victim to ignorance, injustice, and greed, and we would have never come to know of the existence of any great academic center such as the University of Oxford." Moreover, he went on to say, "Islam has promoted every scientific activity which aims at the preservation of human values. Hence, every constructive project which serves humanity and every action which tries to steer humanity out of darkness is indebted to Islam. But it is an indebtedness which is voluntary and paid with gratitude. It has been a pleasant surprise to us," he added, "when we learned about the effort to establish this center. I must say that it is a pleasant surprise to all men of learning throughout the world. It heralds a development which is far more beneficial and far wider in scope than political, economic, and material developments. He pointed out the importance of such a center by stating that the establishment of this center is a great historic event which must be recorded and celebrated. I congratulate the University of Oxford on taking this courageous, intelligent, and blessed step. I congratulate it on taking the lead in establishing such a center at the heart of the academic world in Britain, which has had wide-ranging and solid contacts with all countries of the East. Indeed, it was inevitable that a British university should take this lead and establish such a center, which shows that the East is viewed nowadays differently from the days of Kipling, who said that the East and the West will never meet. Here at this center, the East and the West come together in an honorable and fraternal atmosphere which is not dictated by a government or necessitated by an interest. Here we have a meeting of minds facilitated by Allah, showing broad-mindedness on all sides. It is for this reason that I congratulate you on contributing to the establishment of this center. Had such broad-mindedness and fraternal feeling been in existence for a longer period of time, humanity would have been spared many an armed conflict. Indeed, the lack of communication and the lack of recognition of the noble aims and the dignity and talents of others led in the past to great misery which humanity could have done without. I again congratulate my brethren and myself that Allah has let us witness this day, which shows the beginning of a great development which will have greater significance than any historian can perceive. I count myself as a humble worker in this field, Nadwi concluded. And with this, we end this edition of Islam in Daily Life. Islam in Daily Life is prepared each week by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi.